Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
More tragic and sad. By now, you will, of course, be aware of the terrible news about Dolores O'Riordan, who was found dead in London yesterday morning. Henry McCain travelled to our hometown of Limerick to get some of the reactions from people there.
I only bought an album there last week.
So you are a big fan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd never get the likes of that again, I don't think.
So Limerick's finest?
Oh, sure. One of the best, you know.
And the fact that she was proud of her heritage, her roots, her accent.
Yeah.
She would shout, "I'm from Limerick."
Yeah.
And so many people wouldn't.
No, they'd be hiding behind the bushes. Not herself, though. You know, no messing there, like. And straight as a die. That's what you want.
So hugely proud.
Real people. Oh, immensely proud, man. You know, but sure. I hope she's in a happy place now where we all go one day and sure we will meet her. Well, Elvis is only 42. You know, I suppose a female version of the Elvis of Limerick.
Well, Dolores was an amazing woman, a fantastic talent, and really put Limerick on the map and Ireland on the map. And actually a very open and genuine person. Very, very devastated, actually.
And there are tears in your eyes.
Well, I think it's very, very sad. She was so young. She still had so much to give.
So we're here beside the Shannon at the Book of Condolence. You have just signed it. I noticed you wrote quite a long message. What did you say?
To a wonderful talent, a wonderful person. Very open, honest, genuine, kind person. I think she was very, very true to herself.
She was an icon for Limerick. She had grown up like in a young age, like stardom kind of hit her very fast, like, and a lot of teenagers like kind of followed her that time. Like, I actually done a poem of her.
Tell us the poem. You wrote this.
I'll do the best I can for you. Dolores, this is my life. That made me what I am. No one knows the day or the hour. A young girl, my teenage dream was to be a rock star, travel the world. I never wanted to linger anywhere, but Limerick is my home. My family always near. Sometimes you get lonely on your own, and I'd say to my kids, hold your head up high and be proud of me, for I'm always in your heart. God bless.
Brendan Daly, you wrote that this morning.
Yeah, I wrote that this morning.
And you're a poet. The flags here in Limerick are at half mast today. You knew members of the Cranberries, other members, not just Dolores.
A smiling life is worth a million.
A tragedy. A beautiful looking woman.
Dolores O'Riordan was one of the best singers to come out of Ireland. I've all her albums and singles and much colour. I know the Hogans are in the band, and I know her uncle worked over in England and in an off-license, what to call it. Couldn't believe it yesterday. She's brilliant. You can tell when she's singing, like, she's pure Irish voice, you know what I mean? Like,
and she sang in a Limerick accent. She was proud of her rural Limerick roots.
Yeah, she's going to be a great lass. So
I would have known the Cranberries locally. I would have went to school with the two lads. It's just a great thing for Limerick City, you know. It's just a very sad day, you know.
So you knew the band. You were friends growing up. Devastating for you.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, my daughter now, who's 15, even listens to the Cranberries, you know. She just has that kind of, such a wide spectrum of people, and I think she just touched so many people.
Her haunting voice, that sound that was so popular worldwide across the United States, Spain, perhaps she was Ireland's biggest export after Guinness and U2.
Without a doubt, I mean, and once you heard a Cranberry song, you knew it was Dolores, because such a unique voice, you know, and as you say, haunting, and you know, really pulled at the heartstrings every song. And you know you could see the way she wrote the songs, that they meant so much to her. And you know, I suppose she wrote a lot of her songs with Mike and Noel, you know, and Fergal, with kind of, I suppose, with through experience, really, you know. So she, you could feel what she was singing about, you know. And incredible, you know.
Did you shed a tear?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I even played Ode to My Family last night, which is probably one of my favourite Cranberry songs, you know. It's just, even listening to the lyrics there, you know, you can see how she wrote it, you know, and why she wrote it, you know. So.
And today in Limerick, it's a cold, it's a dark day, but there's sunshine coming through.
It is.
A bit like Dolores.
Yes, I mean, it's a cold, wintry day, but, you know, there is...
Huge personality.
Dolores is gone, but I think she will certainly live on through her music for a long time to come, you know.
Dave Ryan, I'm sorry for your loss.
No problem.
We went to Brough boarding school, so we were all around the same age group as Dolores, so yeah, we all followed her, so yeah, that's why I came down to sign the book of condolences.
I've seen her around a few times and in the park with her children there a few years ago, and I just said thanks for the lovely music, and she was, you know, just smiling. But and I have their albums, but terrible sadness, terrible loss for Limerick and music.
And your favourite Cranberry song?
Ode to My Family. long, long time ago, I was living in a really dark place, and what really got me out was the Cranberries.
We're all very sad in Limerick, and we've no words to describe how we're all feeling at the very moment. I feel so sorry for her family and her children, and I remember her with her quirky voice, following her. I loved to hear her singing, and we'll continue listening to her. But today, none of us, we're all lost for words today.
And a loss for words.
Loss for words, because it's so very sad. It gives you an awe in your heart at such a young age to go before
us. Just 46.
Very, way too young. Way too young. And she's at rest now, God love her, and she had her demons like us all. Who hasn't?
Like, I was a child of the 90s, and growing up out at parties, she was always on. The Cranberries, Dolores was always on in the background. Her music was always there. It was kind of the soundtrack of the 90s for me.
Yes, and the very same, like, I'm 60 now, but my kids grew up in the era of it and loved myself listening to her. I could listen to her all day on the radio. It was just that unique voice. No one can describe it, and no one will ever be able to sing like that again.
And across the nation today, all radio stations, national, local, you name it, they're paying tribute. Do you think she knew that everyone loved her?
God, yes. I think we followed her whole life. When she was going through her bad times, we were there as well. We were part of that, but we just didn't talk about it because it was a stigma, and she needed her own time and privacy at the time. Now we are talking about her more, and it's such a sad day. But listen, she's there in us, our hearts today. She's part of Limerick. She's us. She's every one of us. Everywhere you go in Ireland, the world knew her. If you go on Facebook, the tributes that are on there from people are unreal. Unreal. The loss, the pain we feel inside in our heart today is indescribable.
Maureen Henniger, thank you.
You're welcome. And I knew from the very beginning of the band, when they were auditioning for a lady to come or someone to sing with them.
When she started out, she was very shy. She would put her back to the audience.
To the audience, yeah. When she started it off with the Hogans first, she was a very, very quiet and shy person. And she has come on in leaps and bounds. Where she had to turn her back, she doesn't have to do it. She didn't have to do that. But I knew her from, as I said, when she started off at the very beginning, because I knew her through my brother. I knew the Hogans so well as well, their family. And I know that when she went in, she was such a shy, quiet singer. But they saw something in that voice, and they brought it on. And she brought on her confidence as well. She went through her troubles, but by God, could she sing. She could sing a song. And nobody can beat our Dolores. She was brilliant. Very, very, very sad Limerick today. The world, not just Limerick, it's the whole world. I'm lost for words because, oh my God, the whole world was after dying in us for about 5 minutes. But I miss you when
you're gone. Hiya, Henry. My name is Mark O'Connor. I'm a Limerick musician. And yeah, I just came by here today to sign the book and just be around, I guess. Early 90s, very exciting time in Limerick, in Quinn's Bar on Ellen Street.
And just, you remember those days?
Yeah, everybody else was doing it, so the Cranberries went and did it themselves. Like, Nirvana was blowing up and all that overseas stuff was happening, and then they brought the bacon home for Limerick, you know.
And being a musician at the time, knowing the band, how are you feeling today?
I just think she was a force of nature. Like, I saw her at the Two Mile Inn back in 92, and I stood about four paces away from the stage, and it was clear that greatness was happening. And it was really cool when it all kicked off in America for them. I was listening to Sam Dunn there last night, and 2FM did a thing as well, and just hearing all the songs again, it's like she was our queen, and I'm happy here to pay tribute. It'll take a while to sink in, but I'm just so proud of her, and she did the bit for Limerick all around the world, and yeah, we'll remember her.
She was very good.
Good.
You liked her music?
Yeah. She was a talent.
You loved Zombie. You absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Good song, yeah.
You met Dolores a few times.
I met her twice when I worked for Adair Manor as a hotel greeter, and she was always very nice to me and very courteous and very down to earth. And as a matter of fact, I had a photo taken with her.
And you have the photo?
I have it here, yeah. 2001.
So there you are with Dolores in 2001, dressed up in your big hotel hat in Adair Manor.
Yes.
With Dolores.
Yeah, and she was really a nice lady. I really liked her, you know. So Lord of mercy on her.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.